Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Kodesh, which is also Rosh Hashanah, the most special Shabbos of the year, and the first Shabbos of the coming year, Be'ezus Hashem, and we try to prepare to make it as meaningful as we can. In the davening, we're going to say Hayoyim Haras Olam. Today is the day in which the world was conceived. Hayoyim Haras Olam. Today is the beginning of the world. In Halach, it says, La'imrei de'bichi u'b'kfiyas kaima. To say it with tears and bent forward, a person should say it with a lot of feeling. Why? We say today is the anniversary of the original creation of the world. Why say that with a lot of feeling? It needs a beer. The Yonatan Eibschitz in his Yaris Tavash says the following. He says, we don't say Hayoyim Hoya Haras Olam. Today was the day in which the world began. We say Hayoyim Haras Olam. What we mean to say is that today is the beginning. Today is a day in which things begin and start all over. It's a day in which we conceive of a new world, of a new existence, of a new life. The Koyach HaChidush is on this day. Kekatn shanay ledami, like a child is born. So kebenis in Eibschitz, hayoyim haras aylam, we say bebechi, bekfias kaima, because it's a challenge to have a hischachos, to be a katn shanay ledami, to be someone who starts again. In Tehillim it says, asapra el chayk, which refers to Rosh Hashanah, the day in which the Chayk Ha'olam is decided. Asapra El Chayk, Hashem Omar Eilai, Beniata, Ani Hayoyim Iladeticha. So, Rabbi Yehoshua and Eibschitz, on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Ani Hayoyim Iladeticha. This is the beginning. It's a Haskalah. If we realize that it's a Haskalah, then it's a different day. It has to be the beginning of something new. The Kayach is Chachas is in the world. If you don't use it for something good, chalila, it'll go out to something no good. If Klal Yisrael doesn't use it, God forbid our enemies will use it. The Koyach Hischachos is in the world, and it's something that we have to be able to use, that there should be a new chidush, a new haskalah. We should taka say, Hayoyim haras olam bebechi ubekefi haskaima. Chavos Avavis, the Nishar Yichad HaMaisa Perikei tells us a rule, Kodei Halon, he tells us a fact. Kol mi she'ein loy tosafos, ein loy ikar. What does that mean? If you see something and it's not growing, then it has no roots. Anything that has roots in the ground is growing. It may be growing taller, it may be the same height, but growing fruit or growing just leaves. But kol mi she'ein lo tosafos ein lo ikar. Anything that doesn't add shows that it's not rooted. And if I care, it's the tosafos shows that there is an ikar. Yishe meisif be'avayda yoyse mikdei chay v'asai. Mayrish yesh cheshek v'avaydas Hashem. So the idea is that in order to show that there's an ikar, you have to show there's a tosafos. If you're not growing in Rosh Hashanah, you're not rooted in Rosh Hashanah. You're just swimming along in Rosh Hashanah. You're just walking through Rosh Hashanah. Rav Moshe Wolfson said, why some people who go to Eretz Yisrael find meaning, and some people go, it's nothing. He said, there's a bench and there's a tree. They're both wood. They're both wood. They're both placed on the ground. One is a diamond. As time goes on, it rots. It becomes worse. The other is alive. As it goes forward in time, it grows. It becomes bigger. The bench is wood that has no roots. It's Hailech U'Paiches. The tree is something that's rooted. It's alive. And it grows. Someone who goes to Eretz Yisrael to float along in Eretz Yisrael, he has no roots. He's a daimen. He remains a daimen. It doesn't matter how blessed the ground is around you, you remain somebody who feels his roots in Eretz Yisrael. He's echel legadlus. He gets the wealth of the Eretz Avos Chol of Udvash. The same thing about someone who comes to Rosh Hashanah. Kol sheyesh lo teisaf, sheyesh lo yikar. If he's rooted, he grows, he's vibrant, he has a renewal, he has a kayach eschachas. If you're not rooted, you're like a piece of wood that's going to rot with time. We have to try to have the hergish, the feeling of Rosh Hashanah, the kayach eschachas, and Yitz Hashem, with some effort, it doesn't happen by itself, with some effort, we'll be able to do it. When you say, Hayayim Haras Ailam, say it with feeling. We say right after Tkiyas HaShofar, right after the Shofar awakens us from our slumber, we say, this is a day of renewal. How beautiful. I'd like to move on to a second thought, and this comes from Rav Schwab in the Mayan Beis HaShayeva and Parshas Bahavayis. He says there that 100 times a day we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time we say a bracha, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. We describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. A bracha needs Shem U'Malchus. The bracha needs the Shem Hashem that will push it to everybody. But doesn't say it just needs the Shem Hashem. It needs Shem U'Malchus. It needs Hashem's name and being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 100 times a day, we have the opportunity to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech HaOlam. But the Kavanah is, Shetamluchuni Aleichem, as it says in regarding Rosh Hashanah, and we say, Malchiyais, Shetamluchuni Aleichem, to say that God is the Melech of everything else. Okay. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Melech, that's what we're looking for. Shetam lichuni aleichem. And then he says something beautiful. We blow a shofar. The Gemara says, we say malchiyos, shetam lichuni aleichem. And we say zechreinos, shetam zechreinechem lefanei v'toiva, that Hashem should see us favorably. U'baneh the shofar. And a shofar is, what's the shofar? The aisle of the Akedah of Yitzchak. The shofar of Yena aisle of Yitzchak's Akedah. The question is, Frick Rav Schwab, you want to remember the aisle. Why would the shofar? You want to remember the aisle. Shofar is not even an eiver shehaneshama toli bo. It's not even a living eiver of the animal. You're saying, I want to remember that aisle. So remember the aisle with something else that comes from an aisle. Why not the shofar of an aisle? Answers Rav Schwab, because when we meet this aisle, this is an aisle that was created thousands of years earlier. It was created over 2,000 years earlier. Yitzhak Avinu was born in the year 2048. This aisle was around for Maisei Bereishis. And whenever someone tried to capture the aisle, he escaped. There were hunters that wanted the aisle. And he lived miraculously. Until when we meet the aisle, Nachas Bisvach Bekarnov. It got caught in the bushes by its horns. Its horns got tangled up. And the simple meaning of the pasuk is that it couldn't run away. It couldn't escape. And now it was taken for the Akedah. But we take the Keren. The Keren teaches us it's not possible to run away from the Rabbeinu Shalom. You can't run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be, you'll be there. We lay Mafta Yaina on Yom Kippur for that message. It's not possible to run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think that by ignoring, nothing will happen. Shetamluchuni Aleichem Zakrav Shwam. There being Mamlech is in Yena Shofar. You see that Shofar? That's the Shofar that got tangled with Svach Bekarnov. That this miraculous aisle finally, it came to its destiny to be brought as the Afroi Shel Yitzchak Avinu. And so the goal is Shetam Luchuni Aleichem, not just say God is the Melech. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of everything we have. And so, a machshava regarding the Shofar, or a machshava regarding Hayom Haras Olam, more than anything, to take the moments to reflect on the fact that the Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, the day of extraordinary potential. Every Shabbos has chiyus for the coming week. And here the Shabbos is Rosh Hashanah, which is the chiyus of the coming year. Let's hope we'll be zeicha to say Kiddush with a little more kavana. And to talk about Yom HaShabbos Zev Yom HaZikaron as a match of days, a day of the Schachus of Shabbos, of the Schachus of Yom HaZikaron. Let's try hard to undertake something meaningful for the coming year. Be rooted in Rosh Hashanah. A good gebencht yar to one and all. I ask Mechila if anything may have happened in the previous year, including a time I may have missed this year, or come later this year, whatever it may have been. I ask Mechila of all of you, let us be Zeichet, to Michael, all of Kal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a Mechila as well. A good gebencht yar.